Proclamation number 3516 of 17th of August, 1945. Faith struggle last phase of the end time. The adversary of God works is filled with success. He rots out what is good and scatters bad seed, and the weeds overgrow every other plant. And when the time of harvest has come, only a few good fruits will be gathered, and all the weeds will be burned up. How often has God mentioned this time and pointed out the power of Satan against mankind? How often has he announced the signs under which Satan's work will be successful, to warn people, to admonish them to be wary of his snares? But these predictions remain unheeded, just as his power over people does not make them aware of the danger therein. They willingly surrender to his influence and willingly carry out what he demands of them. Loveless actions which suffocate all good feeling in them, which make them ripe for ruin. It is the time of the end, which lasts until the spirits have parted. Until even the lukewarm and undecided have decided for above or below. For this separation of spirits must still take place. Countless people still have to clarify which spirit they want to adhere to, for in many people there is still no clarity about this. They are blind in spirit. They speak God's name and believe themselves to belong to Him, although their thoughts and actions completely contradict His commandments. While some still struggle for realization, they start to detest evil and can still find the path to truth and life if they distance themselves from the pleasures of the world, if they seriously consider their souls. And the end time must still bring about this final separation, and that is why it will be a time of horror, a time when all instincts will come to fruition, good and bad, but the latter in predominance, so that the good will have a hard time to assert itself. The door will be opened to all vices and desires, and the world will find more and more followers through whom God's adversary will lure with success. Yet God also calls His own, and anyone who hears His voice will also follow it because he recognizes it as the Father's voice. And He gives His own great strength to resist. He strengthens the weak. He helps the weak believers so that they are able to firmly believe. He entices and calls the undecided and shows them the right path. And He takes care of all people who seriously strive to be good and to resist the evil forces which oppress them. And the separation of spirits will take place. The contrast between good and bad, between God-fearing and God-averse people, will become increasingly clearer, for open enmity will set in. The bad will take action against the people who adhere to God and seek to destroy them. And then the last time will have come, the end time will have entered the last phase when the battle will begin against the believers. Then God's activity will visibly appear so that His own will survive this time, so that they will emerge victorious from the last battle which will end with the coming of the Lord in the clouds. When He will fetch His own home into His kingdom and hold court over the earth. To save those who believe in Him and to bind the followers of His adversary, whom He will also bind for a long time. Amen.